Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 10th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled Seizing the Time to Save Sentient Beings After Being Released from 9 Years of Illegal Imprisonment by a Falun Gong practitioner in Liaoning Province.
China Fahui, Seizing the Time to Save Sentient Beings After Being Released from 9 Years of Illegal Imprisonment by a Falun Gong practitioner in Liaoning Province. After 9 years of wrongful imprisonment, it came to an end in May 2010, and once again I stepped into the current of Fa rectification to clarify the truth and save people. Today, I am submitting my answer for the test paper to master with a grateful heart. 1. Obtaining the Fa and forming sacred predestined relationships. At the end of 1996, a classmate gave me the book John Falun and said, "This is a book about cultivation." I could not let go of the book once I read it, especially when I saw the sentence, quote, "When one's Buddha nature emerges, it will shake the world of 10 directions, end quote. Lecture 1 in John Falun. This really shocked me. Isn't this what I have been searching for? I have finally found master. And the more I read the book, the more I liked it. I would bring the book everywhere I went and read it when I had the time. Once I was reading the book at the podium while my students were studying. One student said to me, "My grandmother is reading this book too, teacher." I was very excited and asked the student to bring me to his grandmother's house. His grandmother taught me how to do the exercises and also found the books for me. Later, I started to participate in the morning exercises and Fa study group. During that period, I would read the whole book every day and felt very happy and fulfilled every day. 2. Maintaining righteous thoughts in tribulations. In 1999, when the evil party started to persecute DAFA, practitioners and I bought a copier together and worked around the clock to rush out the truth clarification materials so as to let the world's people understand the truth. As I neglected studying the Fa, the old forces exploited my gap, and I was sentenced to 9 years of imprisonment. The evil police did not allow me to sleep and instructed inmates that were assigned to monitor and torture practitioners to beat and insult me. I recited Master's article repeatedly. Quote, "A great enlightened one fears no hardship, having forged an adamantine will, free of attachment to living or dying. He walks the path of Fa rectification, confident and poised." End quote. Righteous Thoughts and Righteous Actions from Hong Yin, Volume 2. Later, I went on a hunger strike to resist the persecution and was tied to the deathbed for over 20 days, resulting in ulcers on my back and side. During the winter time, the police opened the window to freeze me and also beat and insult me. No matter what they did, I would maintain my righteous thoughts. Finally, they gave up on transforming me. Later, Master's recent writings would occasionally be passed into the prison. Each time when I received it, I would not sleep for the whole night. I would memorize the recent writing. I would not sleep again for a few nights so that I could write the lectures on the cloth and pass them to other practitioners. When writing, I would use a thin blanket to cover my head while lying sideways to give the appearance of sleeping. I would make use of the dim light that came through the thin blanket to write on the cloth. Often, I would be perspiring all over, as I have to maintain this position for a few hours. After relaxing for a while, I would continue to write again. Usually, long articles require 3 nights of memorizing and dictation to finish, and would require over 20 nights to finish writing enough copies to pass to other practitioners. Each night when dictating, I would send forth righteous thoughts intensely. Thus, Not once did any evil people discover what I was doing. 3. We must save more sentient beings and fulfill our vows. After being released, Master arranged the best for me. I have a new house, a good cultivation environment, and an ideal job. Master said, quote, "For a Fa rectification period Dafa disciple, personal liberation is not the goal of cultivation. When you came, saving sentient beings was your great aspiration, and that is the responsibility and mission history has bestowed upon you in Fa rectification." End quote. Let go of human attachments and save the world's people. From The Essentials of Diligent Progress, Volume 3. I knew deeply that saving sentient beings is my true mission. Although I am always thinking of clarifying the truth and persuading people to do the 3 withdrawals, I did not know how to clarify the truth and was very anxious, as I had just been released from prison. Each time when I went out together with my husband, who is also a practitioner, I would learn how to clarify the truth from him. Gradually, I learned how to clarify the truth too. Hence, I would often clarify the truth when shopping or riding the bus. Master encourages me to save more people. Our area launched a project on using the cell phone to clarify the truth. Initially, I would play the voice recordings to people, but gradually I realized that many people finished listening to the recording but would not state their stance. Thus, I felt that this was incomplete. Once, my husband noted down the phone number of a person who finished listening to the recording and asked me to make a call to persuade the person to quit the CCP. When the call got through, I was very nervous and kept stumbling. However, the other person continued to listen, and finally, when I persuaded him to do the 3 withdrawals, he agreed readily and told me his real name. This increased my confidence. One day, I noted down 5 phone numbers of those who have listened to most of the recordings and called them when I was on my way home from work. I persuaded 4 people to quit in a short while. On one of the nights last year, I was in a practitioner's car and we were driving in the city. With my husband helping me to take down the names, I used the cell phone to call and persuade people to quit the CCP, while the rest of the practitioners sent forth righteous thoughts. In 2 hours, I persuaded 25 people to quit, and this greatly increased my confidence, and thus, I prefer to use the phone to persuade people to quit the CCP. I would go out whenever I had time, even if I could only talk for 30 minutes. I would not miss this chance. At night, I even dreamed of asking the world's people to renounce the party. I have 3 days off work every week. Usually in the morning, I would study the Fa and send forth righteous thoughts at home and go out to make phone calls in the afternoon. Sometimes I would go to the mountains or to the crops in the suburbs and make calls for a few hours each time, upgrading Xinjing while saving people. Once the call was put through to a man, and he shouted at me and would not allow me to speak. I could only hang up and call someone else. At this time, a call came in, and when I picked it up, it was him again, and he continued to curse me. I could only switch off the phone. Afterwards, when I looked within, I found that I have a very strong attachment of competitive mentality. When I faced up to this attachment, similar situations did not recur. Once, I was at the mountain making phone calls and persuading people to do the withdrawals, when suddenly I saw a man standing not far away and looking in my direction. I muttered to myself, "Is that the plainclothes policeman? I should change to another place." I walked to another shaded area, and when I raised my head, I saw that the person had followed me there. I became anxious in an instant and ran quickly to my motorbike and rode off. I continued to ride and did not dare look behind. Later, I saw 2 police cars, and I quickly sent forth righteous thoughts. Later, I thought, I can't ride on the main road. Thus, I turned into an alley and continued to drive till I came to a dead end. When I got down from the bike and looked back, there was not a single person in sight. I rode my bike, and as I continued slowly to the main road, I was eliminating my attachment of fear. When I reached the main road, I had calmed down. At this moment, I had half an hour before I was to start to work. Hence, I found another quiet place and smoothly persuaded two people to quit the CCP. Studying the Fa well guarantees success. Master said, quote, "In order for Dafa disciples to walk their paths well and do the three things well, they must study the Fa well and take Fa study seriously. The regions that have done well saving sentient beings and validating Dafa, and where great changes have transpired, are always places where people have studied the Fa well." End quote. Quote, "Don't just go through the motions when you study the Fa. You should study with a concentrated mind, and you must really be studying." End quote. To the Australia Fa Conference, from Essentials of Diligent Progress, Volume 3. If I want to be able to save sentient beings better, I must study the Fa well. Thus, in addition to the group Fa study, I would memorize the Fa. As a result, I could feel that my dimensional field had become especially fresh and clear, as though it had just rained and washed all the dust away. When doing the exercises, I go into the best state, and the field becomes stronger after sending forth righteous thoughts. After memorizing the Fa, I could clearly feel that the effect of clarifying the truth has become better, and there is an increase in the number of people that quit the CCP after I talk to them. Seizing the time to save people. Currently, I try to make use of all my leisure time to clarify the truth and save people. During my afternoon break, I find a quiet place to persuade people to quit the CCP. I asked Master to strengthen me to save more people, and usually I'm able to persuade more than 10 people to quit within 40 minutes. One day it was raining continuously. I thought, should I go out? If I don't, I would be wasting a day. I must go out. Thus, I went out in the rain and persuaded 14 people to quit in about 1 hour. Another time, I was making phone calls enthusiastically and did not notice the weather. Suddenly, I saw the sky above me was covered with dark clouds and the rain was about to fall. However, I still wished to continue with my phone calls. Thus, I said in my heart, please don't rain now. Let me call for 10 more minutes. And the dark clouds seemed to be pushed away by the wind. I continued to make phone calls quickly, and in 10 minutes I persuaded 5 to 6 people to quit. Afterwards, I rode my bike and rushed back home. I was just in time for the 6 p.m. sending forth righteous thoughts, and the moment when I put my palm in front of me, the heavy rain came down. I thought in my heart, if not for Master's compassionate care, I would have been drenched. Since I started making phone calls, the number of people that I have persuaded to quit every day has increased from a few people to a dozen, to over 20, and now over 30 people. This month, I went out for more than 20 days, and there are a total of 733 people whom I have persuaded to quit the CCP, including those that made their withdrawals when I clarified the truth to them face to face. 4. Conclusion. How fortunate and honorable it is to be able to become revered Master's disciple. We can only be even more diligent and fulfill the mission and live up to the expectations of the sentient beings and Master's benevolent salvation. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.